Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future. Jack and Teresa Stickney, along with son Caleb, are reviving an old farmstead in Estill County, Kentucky. They've participated in the Appalachian Carbon Partnership, or ACP, since it first began in 2007.
We've had the land, me and Teresa, about 25 years. It had everything we wanted. When we were first looking, we wanted forest land, mostly. We wanted some creek, some water, just a quiet, natural place to kind of start our roots. And we really think this was probably one of the first home sites that was developed away from Boonesboro and stuff, so at that time. So I think originally it was a sustainable farmstead down here. But as the years went on, you know, the most recent use of it, we think it was a cattle operation. And pretty much all these woods around here were all fields probably, 70, 80 years ago.
Less than that, some places.
Yeah, like here where the pines and cedars are.
It's probably less than 30 years ago, 40.
Yeah.
Several years ago, one of my teachers, her grandparents lived over there really close to here, and she remembered this whole place around the old schoolhouse being fields.
In those days, the people lived out here had to make a living on the property, and they farmed it hard. And that's why a lot of our soils have been depleted here, you know, from erosion and stuff. We're trying to replenish the property. It's been obvious to me, especially around here, how our woodlands were not being utilized to their best values, you know.
But what is the value of a healthy forest? Historically, it's been the cash value of a once-in-a-lifetime clear-cutting or selling it off for the minerals underneath. But redefining the actual value of the forest itself, thus making it financially feasible for landowners to actively work towards improving their forests, is what the program is all about, according to Scott Schaus, MACID's lead forester.
Because of our harvesting practices in the past, because our harvesting practices didn't include management towards the future, right now we're in a general state of poor quality timber, low quality timber, poor timber health. So the problem is that for me to manage that for larger timber in the future, I'm going to invest a lot, but I'll never see the benefits because an average tree rotation is 80 years. So if I do the inputs now and I'm already 50 years old, I'm not ever going to see those benefits. It'll be the next guy. So a lot of folks don't want to put that money in knowing that they'll never get it back. So the idea is to give them the money that they can put in now, you know, have some regular income on their forest, take care of it, and then when they pass it on to the next folks, it'll be in better shape than it was before.
So what exactly is one Appalachian forest offset? To help me understand this, Scott pointed to a large oak tree lying on the ground behind Jack's greenhouse.
Well, let me see your tape measure. What's that? Let's call that 5 and 23, we'll call it 24.
Okay.
Most trees, on average, and it's a pretty close number, are 50% carbon by dry weight. So essentially, I use photosynthesis to pull carbon out of the atmosphere and release oxygen, and they make stuff. You know, all the different things that they need, all the different chemicals and processes they have, they use carbon in that, and it gets stored in the form of wood inside the tree. And so 50% of that wood is carbon, okay? So your average acre of forest in Kentucky grows one tree per acre per year. Sometimes it's a small tree, sometimes it's a big tree. And what that means is that all the trees that are already there add an additional amount of wood that equals one tree, one additional tree. So the average amount is 3.3 metric tons per acre per year, which is roughly equal to one 18-inch oak tree.
So that means, on average, a landowner that is enrolled in the carbon program is gaining 3.3 metric tons per acre per year. Jack and Teresa have about 100 acres of forest land, so they are creating 330 metric tons per year, or the equivalent of 100 new 18-inch oak trees pulling carbon out of the atmosphere. One carbon offset is measured as one metric ton of new forest growth and is sold through MACID for $15. It works like this. Companies, organizations, or individuals who want to lower their carbon footprint calculate their greenhouse gas emissions and then buy the corresponding amount of Appalachian forest offsets to neutralize their impact. The proceeds go to landowners like Jack and Teresa, who have agreed to improve and conserve their forest stock. And who buys the offsets? All sorts of people from across the country. One buyer is Mary Fisher for her company Stonyfield Yogurt, headquartered in New Hampshire. Fisher manages the company's carbon footprint, and as she sees it, ACP fits perfectly into Stonyfield's mission.
Stonyfield is the largest organic yogurt company in the United States. Stonyfield was founded 30 years ago on a mission of providing healthy food through a healthy planet, meaning there cannot be any healthy food without a healthy planet first. Now we support over 200,000 acres of organic farmland in the United States. We feel it's very important that we take responsibility for all of our emissions that contribute to climate change. And so when I heard about MACID and the Appalachian Carbon Partnership, it really struck home with me because I thought it was just a fantastic way to bring the economic development and the environmental mission together in one piece, and we could support that with our carbon offsets. And so the offsets we purchased through ACP are going to be used to offset the facility energy emissions from our actual manufacturing plant.
Amy Rosillo buys offsets for her small consulting company.
It's not a distant project of having to, you know, save the world or something. It's something that I can see individuals that are maintaining their forest in a good manner, and that they actually, they're doing something that I can't, and so I think it's a win-win for both of us. And really, personally, I travel too much. And I feel like I have a big footprint and in my work. And that does concern me because it goes against what I'm actually trying to do. So my business, I am able to tell all of the clients I work with that I'm carbon neutral. You know, some people say it might be I'm paying to pollute. But I think actually we should. If you are going to have an impact, then you actually should be paying for that impact.
And for the Stickneys, it really helps.
As far as my gain, obviously the knowledge of my woodlands has increased, and I have gotten some money. I think it was through their first sale. I got almost $1,000 for our 100 acres, and $1,000 was used in procuring other equipment to help us manage our woodlands here. So obviously the money segment's important for us also, but some of these woodland owners own hundreds of acres, and maybe even 1,000 acres, and you're talking some real money there that can help them.
There are currently 48 landowners enrolled in the program and implementing certified forest management practices across more than 28,000 acres in central Appalachia. Their individual land holdings range from 70 to 2,900 acres. More than a third are low to moderate income families.
It's an investment in a lot more than just an offset. What we're doing is called stewardship, right? Now that's all it is. We're taking care of it until the next folks get to take care of it. And so what we need to be doing now is improving that forest for the next set of folks and setting an example for what good management is, so that today's landowners, the children of today's landowners, can see what good management looks like, so they can continue that in the future.
For the Stickneys, it's one part of making a living by taking care of their land. Down the path from the barn, Teresa showed me their impressive production of shiitake mushrooms, hundreds of logs in the cool, moist cover underneath the towering hardwood trees.
This is what I'll be doing all week, picking mushrooms.
Oh, look, it's got like little sparkles in it, Kate.
Yeah, a lot of the people in the past have made livings on the farms with cattle and tobacco, row crops, but we're not really suited for large-scale agriculture, kind of the way the world is today. And so you tend to still have a lot of small farmers here. And 74-75% of our land area in the county is forest lands. Anytime you're dealing with our county, the woodlands and the forest products are a huge part of it, and it really hasn't been a major part of their income at these farms in the county in the past, other than once in a lifetime. And I certainly, if we're going to have more people stay on the land and be part of our economy here in the county, we need to be dealing with our woodlands much more than we have in the past.
To calculate the impact of your greenhouse gas emissions, such as your office energy use or business travel, and to buy offsets, you can visit AppalachianCarbonPartnership.org. Reporting for WMMT in Whitesburg, I'm Sylvia Ryerson. Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.